KVCR's Lillian Vasquez has been interviewing interesting people for her new show, Lifestyles with Lillian Vasquez, which is coming on KVCR in January. Here's one of her interviews. This one is about local bus stops.
Bus stops. If you don't ride the bus for your daily transportation, you may not give them much thought, which got me thinking about them. Bus Stop was the name of a movie with Marilyn Monroe. It was the name of a 60s TV series. It was the title of a song by the Hollies, and a bus stop was a fundamental asset in the movie Forrest Gump. Bus stops are a waiting zone or a location to gather. They can be simple with just a bench or more elaborate with a shelter and charging stations. They can vary from city to city, state to state, or country to country. To learn more about bus stops and their origin, I turned to a Corona company, Toller Manufacturing. Gary Toller started welding while he was in high school and went on to craft his skill as a welder. Later, he would go on to manage a company in Los Angeles that manufactured bus stops. In 1991, he started his own company, Toller Manufacturing. He learned over the years what clients want in a bus shelter and their variation of styles.
The styles evolve. The clients want something new and they want something different. They want to be unique to their own community and give their citizens and their ridership something better, where they feel a sense of space, a sense of place where they can feel comfortable staying and waiting for the bus, even though it can be only 5 minutes. We do a lot on the East Coast, a lot on the West Coast. We do a lot where it's a hot environment, so we have it more open air, airflow comes through that. We have them on the East Coast where we have glass around it, keep them warm. We have heaters in them to keep up with the times. They put real information. We have USB ports where they can charge their phones in there. So we have to keep up year to year in technology.
Unexpected to me, it was the outdoor advertising companies that started the bus shelter industry.
They really changed it. They drove how they wanted people to perceive them, you know, getting the best thing, the nicest looking structures out there, because they bid out these jobs to cities that they had to share revenues with. So they had to bring something new and improved to the table to get these, you know, 10, 20 year contracts with the cities.
Executive Vice President Patrick Merrick.
I think one of the things that, you know, people perceive the outdoor advertising company as those ugly billboard people. But now this was a way for them to get their advertising onto the street, get it at curbside level, and provide a service. So I'm not just putting my ad out there where you're a local dry goods store. I'm also offering a service to the community. So in exchange for a share of revenue, the outdoor advertising company got to adopt the sidewalk, so to speak. So they pay for the structure, they maintain the structure, and in many cases cut either the city or the transit agency a check for the right to do that.
In the beginning, bus stops were fairly simple, and they all looked alike.
And similar to Henry Ford, there was only one type of bus shelter, and it only came in one color.
Right. It was one flat roof, and it was one length, and that's it.
Yeah.
Wow, how times have changed, even for bus stops, or should I say bus shelters, or outdoor furniture, as it can be referred to in the industry. So, where do the ideas of new styles and designs begin? Sometimes ideas for shelters begin on a cocktail napkin and build from there.
A lot of times the city will say, we want something new, and they'll just write down a cocktail napkin. We want something that kind of looks like this, but we don't want to spend that much for it. So then you got to really start thinking, how can we, you know, really give them what they want without spending a whole lot of money?
Bus stops, bus shelters, outdoor furniture are always on Gary and Patrick's mind, even while on vacation.
2 or 3 years ago, I was in Italy, and they had structures there, and I take pictures of everything. And what would work there may not necessarily work here. We're bound by very strict codes for seismic and wind load and things like that. But we kind of look at those looks and say, well, can we utilize some of these little intricate looks into our product line that would offer something else to our customers?
So you're telling me the photos in your phone are not family, they're bus stops.
We just downloaded like 100 of them about 3 days ago from pictures from vacations. So yeah, it's just one of the kids, five of the bus shelters.
Toller Manufacturing has over 450 models, designs, and prototypes, and they're always creating more based on the client and the client's desire to serve their community and their bus rider. In Corona, I'm Lillian Vasquez for KVCR News.
Bus stop with Dave. There I say, reshell my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella.
Join Lillian Vasquez in January when she'll host her own show, Lifestyles with Lillian Vasquez, Thursdays at 2 and 6:30, beginning January 18th.